You know, God says something remarkable in Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 10. Listen to this. To whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Indeed, their ear is uncircumcised, that they cannot give heed. Behold, the word of the Lord is a reproach to them. They have no delight in it. Something pretty embarrassing happened to me the other day, and I don't mind admitting it because it really illustrates a principle that is found in this verse. I was home alone, waiting for the delivery people to bring a new dresser to the house. My wife was at our daughter's school helping out in class. Now, when I knew Jean would be home soon, I gave her a call and asked her to stop by the store and pick something up. I'd go myself, I said, but I really don't want to miss the delivery guys. Well, Jean happily agreed. And so I sat down at the kitchen table to wait for the delivery guys and I began working. And then I did something pretty stupid. I took my headphones, my sound-blocking headphones, and put them on. A little mood music, I reasoned, helps when you're trying to work. Well, no more than 15 minutes had gone by when suddenly, out of the corner of my eye, I saw my cell phone light up. It was my wife calling. "Hey," she said, "would you answer the door? The furniture people are standing out there and they can actually see you working at your computer." Well, I looked up. It was true. There was a face in the window of the door, and he didn't look happy. They'd been standing out there trying to get my attention for a long time. Now, take another look at our passage for today. People complain all the time that they can't hear God, or somehow they don't think God does anything in their lives. In this passage, Jeremiah talks about uncircumcised ears, which means ears that can't really hear God because they're too engrossed in something else, namely self. Many times, when we can't hear the voice of God, it's because we've got the headphones of self or the world jammed in our ears, and the noise of the world is drowning God out. We've literally rendered ourselves incapable of hearing Him. Stephen the martyr actually identified this as the key problem with the leaders of Israel shortly before he died. In that case, those people had ignored the voice of the Holy Spirit so long they couldn't hear it anymore, which, of course, is the essence of the unpardonable sin. Now, in your case, it might not be a case of ignoring the Spirit of God. It simply might be a matter of clutter, too much noise, or too many other things going on. Chances are, when you haven't heard the voice of God in a while, you'll find He's still standing at the door knocking, the way Jesus talks about it in the book of Revelation. It's just that you've got your headphones on, which, of course, is why sometimes God lets events take place to get your attention, kind of like my cell phone ringing on the table, just to let you know He's there. But of course you know that keeping your ears honestly open is always going to be the better way to live.